Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
SmallBusinessAdvocate.com and the one for my book, Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Grace Marie Turner, one of my favorite people on the planet, president of the Galen Institute, galen.org. I encourage you to go there and support them. The work they do is pure and beautiful and noble and important. Galen.org, G-A-L-E-N.org. She is the co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, and it was a prophecy, a book of prophecy about how bad Obamacare was going to be, and they were right on every count. Grace Marie, this is the ignominious 10th anniversary year of Obamacare. I'd like for you to tell us now what's left of Obamacare. It's been gutted. It's been decimated. In fact, here's the reason why you need to realize, folks, that Obamacare was a misadventure. It was a crime committed on America. Half of the elements that it began with, it imploded on itself. It couldn't even sustain some of its own elements. And then the Republicans have gotten rid of a bunch of other stuff. What's left, Grace Marie?
Oh, a lot of it is left. The core, the heart of it is absolutely left. The American taxpayers are being forced to pay hundreds of billions of dollars in subsidies to people to purchase health insurance. The Obamacare still mandates what individual health insurance must cover. It's twice as expensive. In just the first 4 years, premiums more than doubled.
Yes. So much for the Affordable Care Act, folks.
You're right. The employer mandate is still in effect. Doctors are struggling.
The individual mandate's gone, though, right? The individual mandate's gone.
It's actually still on the books.
Wow.
It's on the books, but they were able to get rid of the fine simply because of the process that they were using to repeal it. They couldn't take away the regulation itself. So a future Congress, if there were Democrats in control of Congress and a Democratic president, they just say, well, the fine is, we're going to put the fine back. So the individual mandate is still on the books, just as the employer mandate is still on the books, but the employer mandate still has the teeth of the fines, and it is still causing, I believe, serious distortions among employers who have more than 50 employees and therefore have to provide them with this expensive health insurance that may cost more than the cost of hiring that person for 30
years. When Obamacare came on board in 2010, in 2011, our health care premiums doubled, and so did our deductible.
Right, and that's going to continue to happen. The subsidies in Obamacare are like pouring fuel on the fire. They just continue to make the cost higher and higher. It's really an open spigot for hospitals and insurance companies and other big businesses in the health sector.
But how has Trump's executive orders ameliorated some of this?
What he is doing is giving people more choices. He's using his regulatory authority. After Congress was not able to get repeal and replace through, he just doubled down and said, we've got to give people choices. He's giving them choices of different ways for employers to structure health insurance that give them more choice, of short-term limited-duration plans that can be much less expensive, last up to 3 years, that don't have to be Obamacare compliant but provide, in many cases, life-saving protection. And he is trying to get association health plans through so people can purchase health insurance across state lines. He has a lot of things he's trying to do with regulatory authority, but the left is stopping him. They're going to court to stop him. They're suing. It's crazy, even when all he's trying to do is give people more choices.
And save them money.
A more affordable coverage.
And transparency. This is a big thing for him right now, is transparency, isn't it?
It is. And because it's a reg, there's only so much they can do without legislative authority. Mm-hmm. And the hospitals and others are fighting that in court and saying, we don't want to tell people what our prices are.
Imagine that you walk into a car dealership and you're being made to to buy this car. Something's going on in your life. You have to buy a car. You have to buy that car, and they won't tell you how much it is. You have to buy it and drive it away, and then they'll send you a bill in 30 days. They'll send you a bill, but now the day you drive that car off the lot that you have to take, you don't know if it's going to cost you $20,000 or $120,000. That's what happens when you walk into a hospital today with an emergency and you have to have surgery for whatever reason, a treatment. You don't know what it's going to cost you. That's ridiculous.
That's right. That's the surprise billing. And that actually is venture capitalists exploiting a loophole in Obamacare that is making a lot of these private physician practice employers rich because they figured out how to be able to balance a bill when somebody is getting services from a physician who's not in network, and we are working hard. Brian Blaze and Doug Badger from the Galen Institute have a great paper on surprise billing and how to fix that in a way that doesn't have the government coming in and setting prices. We don't want that, but does it in a way that forces them to negotiate and says, if you're going to say you're in network hospital, you have to make sure that your patient doesn't get charged out of network for an anesthesiologist.
That's exactly
who's under
right.
Contract.
Grace Marie, I've got to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Grace Marie, what's it going to take to finally get rid of Obamacare from our lives? After the break, Grace Marie Turner with the Galen Institute. Galen.org is the website. I'm Jim Blassie. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.